Okay, our friends. So today I have a question for you, and that question is, do you have a pet turtle? Most people have some kind of pet. A dog, a cat, a bird, a fish, a frog, a hamster, a gerbil. Some people have turtles. And today's story is about one such person. Today's story is called Truman. It was written by Jean Wrighty and illustrated by Lucy Ruth Cummins. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Little Squishy!
Little Squishy? What, are you squishy? Let me see. Oh, you're bony. I feel bones. Well, I guess there is some squishy parts to you underneath the bones. All right, fair enough. Little Squishy and Mommy.
Get right here.
Ooh, that actually is squishy. But I bet you if you make a fist and show me your muscles, it'll be muscly. Oh, my Lord, there's muscles, too.
I don't want to be in the muscle.
No, you're squishy. That's fair. Let's see what happens with this guy. I don't think he's squishy, though. I think he's Shelly. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a brother named Shelly.
You do? That doesn't surprise me. Truman was small, the size of a donut. A small donut. And every bit as sweet. He lived with his Sarah, high above honking taxis and growling trash trucks and shrieking cars. And the number 11 bus, which traveled south. Okay, so right there, what do we know about him? He lives with a person. Her name is Sarah. Mm-hmm. He lives where there's a busy street, right? Because there's a bus and there's taxis and trucks and cars going by. Mm-hmm. Maybe he lives in the city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Truman never honked or growled or shrieked or at anything or anybody. He was peaceful and pensive, just like his Sarah. Ooh, there's a good word right there, pensive. Do you know what it means?
Calm and quiet.
And thoughtful. Yes. One day, Sarah ate a big banana with her breakfast and clipped a blue bow in her hair and buttoned up a brand new sweater. She strapped on a backpack so big, 32 small tortoises could ride along in it. But 0 tortoises did. In the picture, though, we can see, it's almost like someone imagined that there could be 32. But there are no tortoises in her book. Sarah placed 7 green beans in Truman's dish, which is 2 more than usual. And look at how happy he is eating the green beans. I don't blame him. I think they're delicious. She kissed her finger and touched it to his shell and whispered, "Be brave." And then she left. Not to worry. She'd left before. And she'd always returned. But this time, that backpack was particularly big. And Sarah looked particularly pensive. And that banana and that bow and... Let's not forget about those extra beans. And that's when Truman saw something he'd never seen before. Sarah boarding the number 11 bus going south. And the bus roared away. And Truman waited for Sarah to return. He waited. And waited. He waited 1,000 hours, well, tortoise hours, that is, until he could wait no longer. He would go after his Sarah. He would catch the number 11 south, even amid the honking and the growling and the shrieking, even if it seemed impossible. And why do you think it's impossible for him?
He's in a terrarium.
He's in a terrarium.
He doesn't be able to walk out. He goes
nope.
he goes bonk.
Yep, bonk. And he did. Crack. He's turned around and bonked right into the terrarium wall. And that's when he noticed the rocks. Three rocks that had always been there. Ordinary rocks that now seemed extraordinary. And we can see in the picture, 1, 2, 3. There they are. And he is using them to climb out of his terrarium. And the arm of the couch and the pillow propped just right. And that tall boot and the rug, that glorious, endless rug. Without Sarah, their home seemed vast and uncharted and unsettling. Truly unsettling. If you're a little turtle, big toys can look scary. And there's lots of hazards if you're a little tiny turtle. Like, you know what? Sometimes you drop something on the ground and it's sharp to a little turtle. Mm-hmm. But perhaps the most unsettling was that Truman could no longer see the taxis or the trash trucks or the cars or the number 11 bus. Which way was south anyway?
Found us, number 11 bus.
He's confused because when you're a very small turtle and you are no longer in view of a window, why, all you see is whatever's in the room with you. Mm-hmm. And now the sun hung low like Truman's head and heart. And then, vroom, screech, squish, up floors and under doors, Truman heard it. A bus. It was time. Time to catch the number 11 south amid the honking and the growling and the shrieking. Yet standing there in that ray of light, Truman felt peaceful and pensive because he hasn't made it out of the house yet, right? And brave. Oh, yes, Truman, we believe in you, but you're going to have a hard time getting through a door, right? Because he can't reach them, right? And just as he was about to slip under the door through that opening, barely the size of a small tortoise, Sarah, she opened the door and found him, right? She spotted him shining like the sun. Truman, she cried. She scooped him up and said things like, oh my goodness, and you, and how did you ever, and amazing. And then Sarah kissed her finger and touched it to his shell and tucked him back safely in his tank where he was peaceful and pensive and proud. And later, just before bedtime, she read him a story. And now Truman knew that one day soon, he and his Sarah might travel south to see new sights and hear new sounds and think new thoughts together. And why do you think that is? Because in the picture, in the picture we can see she's gone to school, like so many of you new friends going to your very first school experience. And she will take him as her show and tell. And that is a wonderful thought, isn't it? Yeah. And it is also squishy, shall we? The
end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.